Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey. What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, Thursday, February 16th. Are you up nice and early listening on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, legendary home of great music for over 50 years. And then there's the early afternoon drive time on KKGX, 920 AM and 99.1 FM. I started on 920 AM 28 years ago. We're ready, chocolate. Spend this hour with me. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And then you'll be the smartest person in the room after we're together. I put everything I can find into our time together. The Joey English Daily Datebook, great interviews, great community events, great giveaways, and if there's time at the end of the hour, great music that would be mine. And then we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You know the routine by now. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, February 16th, listen to this, is National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Okay, Big Brothers and Big Sisters presents the 24th Annual Hall of Fame Golf Tournament, Sunday, February 26th. It'll be at the Toscana Country Club. Details at bbbsdesert.org. Desert Oasis Healthcare announces Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela is joining the California Society of Health Systems Pharmacists Board. That's a big one, isn't it? The information's online. We're so proud of her. MyDOHC.com. The Camelot Theater and the Gand Band presents Trini Lopez's immersive musical, The Right to Rock, Friday, February 17th and the 24th, with a cocktail party. Details at thegandband.com. Let's do some legendaries with our dear friend, Wink Martindale, presents the award-winning History of Rock and Roll. Who else could do it better, right? From 1 to 3 p.m. today, at the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Check out everything at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, we've got a dear friend of this community and of show business. Wait till you hear the hour we're going to spend with our mystery guest, right? I love saying her name. We say hello to Francesca Boyer. Hi, honey.
Hello, you beautiful girl.
Oh, look who's talking. We're in radio, right? We know each other a long time.
Oh, a very long time.
You know how this works. We spend the first segment all about your childhood, and then we'll talk about your mom, Louise Rayner.
Yikes.
Yeah, great stories there. I know a lot of them. We'll see how much we'll tell the listening audience. We'll end up with your career and your book and your new marriage. Start us off. Where were you born, Francesca?
I was born in New York City, actually Manhattan, at the New York Hospital. I always say hotel.
Yeah,
it was like a hotel. And it was actually the hottest day in record, June 2nd. And funny story, obviously I was being awaited, and my mother was in the hospital awaiting my arrival. And she was told not to eat anything, with which she commanded my father to go buy a box of chocolates that she inhaled. So when she went into the surgery, I was born by cesarean, and she threw up the entire box of chocolates into her lungs, because God forbid a child should upstage her, so yes, she needed to be the center of attention. There you go. That's how I was born.
Now, I have an interesting question, because we all know Louise Rayner won 2 Academy Awards. As far as I can remember, the only actress to do it back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Yeah. Good Earth, and don't tell me, Ziegfeld.
Great Ziegfeld.
Yes.
Yes.
The Great Ziegfeld. Which was first?
I think
Ziegfeld.
The Great Ziegfeld was first.
And then Louise Rayner. Then Good Earth. Okay.
Yes.
She actually was pregnant with you, because Gracie Allen and some of those women, they all adopted children so as not to change their body.
Well, actually, I was born about 11, 12 years later, after she had
won the
Academy Award, the last one. And
she had you're built just like her. What are you, a size 0?
Actually, yes.
Yes. Truthfully.
Yeah.
But she was too.
Yes, she was tiny. You know, whenever I see a hummingbird, I always think of my mother.
Oh.
Because she was a force of nature. This tiny, tiny little bird. And so whenever I see a tiny hummingbird come towards me, I think, oh, God, there's my mother.
Now tell me about your education. You're awfully smart.
Well, I don't know how smart I am. I've got street smarts. I was born in New York, educated at a private school called Spence School.
In New York?
In New York. And actually, I started with Hoyt School, and my mother dragged me out by the cuff of my neck because she came to pick me up one day, and because it was a progressive school, we were all taught to say, when your mother comes in, say, I hate my mother.
Oh.
And my mother looked around. She dragged me out of there. That's when I went to Spence School. Then I moved to England with my parents. Actually, no. I went to Hoyt School before that in Stamford.
Okay.
And played baseball in the playground with Jackie Robinson Jr.
Oh, see?
Yes. Had no idea who he was then.
No.
But nevertheless, then my parents moved to England. And I always wanted to be a ballerina. I used to dance around the living room to Tchaikovsky. And I thought because I had brown hair, I was destined to be a ballerina. Because
and you
all
had the figure.
Well, I didn't know about figures in those days.
Oh.
But anyway, I wanted to go to the Royal Ballet School. And I came to London with my parents.
How old were you now?
I was 9 years old. Okay. And my mother said, let her audition for the Royal Ballet School. She'll never get in. And sure enough, I auditioned and I got in.
Oh.
And I stayed there for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And then was told that I was not ballet material because I was going to be too tall. They all, like all their dancers, to be very petite. And in those days, I was the tallest in the class.
But how tall are you?
I'm only 5'2".
Yes.
Nevertheless, I was shipped off to school in the south of France,
did
a day's work. I played like crazy. And
how
it was
old
wonderful.
Were you now?
Oh, then I was 15.
Yes.
And my parents had a terrible air accident. My mother was doing a play called Little Foxes in Munich.
Know it well.
And she hated the director, fought with him all the time. And called my father in London and said, I need a break. I need to get back to London, for they were living in London, for a weekend. And my father said, okay, I'm coming to pick you up. And just before he was to leave, she called him and she said, don't come. I'm afraid there's going to be a plane accident. And my father said, you're crazy. So he came to Munich, picked her up. They got on the plane, and my mother said, I don't like this. About half an hour after being airborne, they plummeted vertically 30,000 feet, went up 30,000 feet, went down 30,000. That was 6 times. Every piece of all the chairs, everything was uprooted. It was a bloody mess when they crash landed back at the airport. And they were in the hospital for 3 months, and that's when they said, we don't want you flying backwards and forwards anymore.
Was that a commercial airliner?
It was the last of the Viscounts, just before the jets came in.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
And it was actually quite a famous accident, because the same thing had happened to Manchester United about 4 months previous.
The team.
That's right. And so I ended up my schooling at the French Lycée in London.
Wow.
And by then I was fluent in French and English. And I did my baccalaureate, passed my baccalaureate, and my parents wanted me to go to St. John's, or not to St. John's, to Oxford University. My father had graduated from St. John's College and in his youth. And so I thought, no, I don't want to go to college. And I said, because I don't want to be under parental control.
Are you an only child?
Yes. God threw away the mold after me.
Yes. Yeah. And who was your father?
My father was an amazing man. He was so good looking, so kind, such a soul. And he was one of the he was managing director of Collins Publishers.
Oh, gee.
And his writers ranged between Herman Woke, Sidney Sheldon, Solzhenitsyn, who came to stay with them when he visited England, James Aubrey. I mean,
what was his name?
Robert Knittel, K-N-I-T-T-E-L. And I still keep his name as my middle name. So I write under my pen name, Francesca Knittel Boyer, because I always wanted to hold him in respect because he was such an amazing man.
So you were an only child.
Yes.
You had a wonderful education. Were you a good student?
Yes, actually, I was a good student, except for math. To me, math was an abstract.
It's useless.
And I didn't understand it. And I passed every single exam with flying colors. When it came to a math exam, just put down my pen and said, why bother?
Yes. I used to think, I'm not going to use this. And by then we had calculators. And now, I mean, why do children have to have it at all? They can figure it out on their phone.
Well, my children would come to me and ask me to help them with their math homework. And I said, this is one that you have to use your brain by yourself. Because if I tell you how to do it, you'll never be able to do it. Little did I let them know, I didn't have a clue.
My son, my younger son, whom you know, Tyler, is a Phi Beta Kappa in economics and math.
Oh, my.
And somebody said to him one time, did you get that skill from your mother? And he said, yeah, she wasn't using it.
Well,
there you,
same here.
I have a kindred spirit.
I'm completely left-brained, you know, everything creative.
So you had no dreams of being a writer or an actor other than the ballet dream?
I had no understanding that I seemed to have a talent at writing until my father, who was this amazing publisher, read some of my work and said, this is your forum. This is where you should be. You should be a writer.
And how old were you by then?
Oh, I was actually in my 30s when he told me that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And he'd read some things that I'd written. And although I was published when I was 13 years old, I'd seen a bullfighting. I was at a bullfighting event, and I was so outraged that I wrote an article for Queen Magazine, which was published. Queen Harper Magazine.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joey Pals, we're visiting with Francesca. How do you say it?
Knittel.
The K is silent.
Silent K.
Knittel Boyer. We know her. I've read the book. I can't put it down. We'll get to that in the third segment. It was wonderful. What's the name of it?
Scene from the Wings. It's a double entendre. It's like, because a lot of flashbacks, it's Scene from the Wings of a Plane, Scene from the Wings of a Stage.
And her mother, of course, was a force of nature. We'll talk about that in the next segment. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate!